The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Travelers of Difficult Paths And inshallah, in this particular episode, again we will hear about a noble personality of Islam who sacrificed much in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, There's no slave who sends salat upon me except that his recitation of salat reaches me wherever he may be. Subhanallah. So with this narration in mind, wherever we are, whichever city we are in, whichever country or continent we're in, we should recite Salat ala Nabi. Why? Because we are told in this narration, this recitation of Salat reaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now, dear viewers of Madin Channel, as you are aware, lofty ranks are attained only by going through great hardships. A person has to endure, has to suffer, has to face great challenges, formidable challenges, and only then does he attain a high rank in Islam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on his tribulations, based on his hardships, and of course based on his excellences and virtues, is the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, no doubt. Now, as was just mentioned, these ranks do not come easily. One has to endure, one has to suffer, go through hardships. Only then does he attain such great rank and status. Now, when we talk about the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are to consider who has the greatest rank, from the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ is the greatest of all creation. But from the Ummah, within the Ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, who has the greatest rank? Then no doubt it is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an is Afdalul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya bit-tahqiq, the greatest human being after the Prophets and Messengers alayhimu salam. Now inshallah in this episode, briefly, we're going to hear about some of his sacrifices, some of the hardships, some of the struggles that he faced, because of which he ascended to great heights. He was elevated to such a lofty rank that subhanallah, 1400 plus years later, we are singing his praises. When 38 people had accepted Islam in the early period, when the figure of people who had entered Islam reached 38. What happened once? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and the rest of those believers were sat with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you say regarding this? And when he said this, you can imagine the situation at that time. 38 people had accepted Islam. The likes of Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anhuma, and other companions were being persecuted. A very hostile environment. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you say? Should we openly invite people towards the religion of Islam? This is what I desire. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu expressed his heartfelt desire. Ya Rasulullah, I believe we should openly invite. Before it was in a covert way. It wasn't open. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is that noble person who, when invited towards Islam by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted straight away. Other people, they refused. Many rejected. Many took time. But Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, His excellence is displayed through his imminent acceptance of Islam, his swift acceptance of Islam rather. As soon as it was presented to him, he accepted it, he recognized it as the truth. He accepted Islam, he recited the Kalima Shahada. He says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow us to preach openly. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, our group is less at the moment. Our figure, the numbers are very less. Let the numbers become a bit more and then we will invite openly. Now when you have people who love one another for the sake of Allah, they have a deep connection with one another, then they can say things that other people can't. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu even shared many secrets with the Prophet alayhi salam and vice versa. We know that. He was with the Prophet alayhi salam wherever he went, in residence, in travel. Subhanallah, in the cave of Hira. And if we speak about today, he is still resting at the feet of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the proximity he has with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, we want to invite openly. The Prophet alayhi salam said, we are less in number. But Siddiq Akbar continued asking. He was insistent. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, please allow us. Let us openly preach. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam finally accepted and said, okay, if you want, you can invite openly. And he said, let's go to the haram and we will express our belief in Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah there. So they went to Haram Sharif, all the people. Now when they went towards Haram Park, the Sahaba sat away from each other, meaning scattered in different places. It may have been the case that their fellow tribesmen were there and they sat with them. Wallahu a'lam. After that, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala stood near Al-Kaaba al-Musharrafah. Now based on this, what we can say is that Siddiq Akbar is perhaps the first Muballigh of Islam in the sense of from the Ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet alayhi salam is a Muballigh sent by Allah. Is a Rasul, is a messenger of Allah. From the Ummah, Siddiq Akbar openly inviting. Now when he started inviting, and as soon as he started inviting the people to Islam, the mushrikeen, the polytheists attacked. Ma'adallah, they attacked him. They attacked the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in. They threw him to the ground and they attacked him so severely, so violently that words cannot do justice to how severely they beat him, ma'adallah. It's narrated that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala fell unconscious. All of the blessed face of Siddiq Akbar now you can imagine is swollen because of the constant strikes. His nose is swollen, eyes, his entire face. He falls unconscious. It was only then that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu's tribesmen came, the people from his qabila. They picked him up. And they did so because they thought he had passed away. They thought he had been martyred. So this is how Siddiq Akbar was tested right from the beginning. This is the hardship he faced to preserve the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to convey the call to righteousness, the call to Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu is taken home. Now the people from the tribe of Siddiq Akbar who had brought him home, they said to the mushrikeen that you have oppressed him. You've been cruel towards him. And if he does not regain consciousness, then we will kill Utba bin Rabi'ah. We will take revenge. Because obviously Utba bin Rabi'ah was the main culprit. They go back to Abu Bakr Siddiq, meaning the people of the tribe. And they see that he's not regaining consciousness. When it was the evening, towards the evening, last part of the day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he regains his consciousness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love was embedded in his heart, as we know. So much so that the scholars of Islam have written, subhanallah, that if you were to place the iman of Siddiq Akbar in one scale and the iman of the rest of the ummah on the other scale, the iman of Siddiq Akbar would be dominant, would prevail. When Siddiq Akbar regained consciousness, what was the first thing that came on his tongue? Did he ask what happened? How are my family members? No. The first thing that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu asked was, how is my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The oppressors did not harm him, did they, in any way? This is what he's asking. He's just regained consciousness. Allahu Akbar. This is how much love he had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tribes people obviously disliked that because many of them, if not all, were still non-Muslims. So they got up and left. His mother, his noble mother, Ummul Khair, she wasn't a Muslim at the time. SubhanAllah, look at this event, look at what it would spark. She brought some food for him, because obviously he is in a very bad state. She presented it, and he said the same thing. He expressed the same love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, until I know of my beloved state, I will not eat or drink. I'm not going to eat or drink until I find out how my beloved is. She says, I don't know how your beloved is. How do I know? How can I tell you about him? Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu said, go to Jamil bint Khattab and ask her. She will know. So his mother went to Jamil bint Khattab radiallahu anha, and she had not openly presented her Islam. She had not openly shown her Islam, meaning Jamil bint Khattab. When Ummul Khair came, she asked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now because Jamil hadn't openly mentioned her Islam, so she said, how do I know? I heard your son has been attacked quite badly. Let us go and see him. So they went back to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And there, after making this excuse that I want to see your son, there is when she revealed to Siddiq Akbar that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fine. But before she did so, she signaled towards Abu Bakr Siddiq as if to say, your mother's here, how can I tell you about the state of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Siddiq Akbar said, don't worry about my mother. So Jamil bin Khattab radiallahu anha, she said, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is totally fine, absolutely fine. And he's in Dar Arqam at this moment in time. This is where you will find him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, take me there to Dar Arqam. Take me to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only then will my eyes gain coolness. So they took Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was when the people outside were not roaming, and they had gone back to their homes. So there was no chance of him being seen. And when he reaches the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Siddiq Akbar, he saw his state, and Siddiq Akbar was fortunate to gaze upon the face of the Prophet alayhi sallam, he began to cry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed immense affection, kissed Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. The Sahaba who were there in Dar Arqam, they came closer as well, so that they could hear what the Prophet alayhi sallam is saying. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Siddiq Akbar and his swollen face, the violent beating, this was a sign of the violent beating that he faced, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy unto all the worlds, he began to cry as well. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam is crying. Imagine this scene. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my mother Ummul Khair. She was there as well. I desire invite her towards Islam and accept her as one of your slaves, as one of your devotees. Now, what do we learn from this account? We're going to mention it further, but a muballigh, it's not easy to be a muballigh everywhere. The halat, the states, the conditions, to remain firm, to remain steadfast in that situation, subhanAllah, it takes a lot of courage, strength of iman. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, he had that. Now what we do is, when the conditions are in our favor, okay, we will present Islam. The moment we find a bit of difficulty, we face a bit of difficulty, we experience a bit of hardship, we back off. But Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu did not do this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu continued, subhanAllah. So may we be sacrificed upon the passion of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Even in this state, his face is swollen, he's been beaten, he was unconscious, just about met the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what is on his lips? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want you to present Islam to my mother. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at his eagerness to earn reward, to bring his mother into Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented that call of Islam, invitation of Islam to Umm al-Khair, the mother of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh, she accepted. She gladly accepted, alhamdulillah. Now you know that the 40th person to accept Islam was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, mutammimul arba'in. He completed the figure of 40. And prior to that, there were 38. And the 39th was whom? Umm al-Khair, the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know, made du'as for Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. That, oh Allah, help Islam through Umar bin Khattab. Now if you look at other things besides this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh reciting the Quran in his home, the kuffar, the disbelievers gathering and hearing that recitation of the Quran, then trying to oust them, make them leave Makkah al-Mukarramah, and then being prevented to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. So many difficulties took place. So many hardships were faced by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. This was just one example. But they faced difficulty upon difficulty. Did that break them? No. Did they continue to give sacrifices? Indeed. Definitely. And they were mountains of steadfastness and consistency. So what should we do as Ummatis? When we learn about the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the struggles that they had to go through. When there were 38 Muslims today, we often mention that there are more than 1 billion Muslims in the world. Where's 38 and where's 1 billion plus? Yes, there are difficulties today as well. Yes, a person is mocked for being religious today. We know all of this. Yes, it's a great test for a believer today as well. But when we compare it to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh's test, when we compare it to those companions in the beginning, then we have it a lot easier. So we shouldn't waver in our faith. We shouldn't give up. We shouldn't lose hope, lose courage. No. The waqi'at, the accounts of the elders should encourage us, should empower us, should motivate us to continue on this path of struggle and hardship. Why? Right at the beginning we mentioned that through great hardship and struggle come great ranks. You cannot gain a great rank just like that. You have to go through so much. You have to face a lot of tribulations and trials. You have to face hardships and difficulties. You have to suffer and endure. You have to be patient. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a high rank in the dunya and more importantly in the akhirah. May Allah ta'ala, for the sake of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enable us to follow the path of Islam. Enable us to tread on the path of Islam and to implement the teachings of Islam in our lives. Ameen, bijahi an-nabiy al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.